Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 4-6. Mom at Rest. A Completed Journey. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 12th month, on the 10th day of the 12th month. Dear Dan, the Lord took my mom home to heaven on 19 April, 2003. My dad had been out flying one of his many radio-controlled model aircraft early in the morning, which he called Dawn Patrol. When he returned to the house, Mom was slumped over on the floor in front of her chair. Mom had heart problems for most of her adult life and had a pacemaker. It was as though the Lord said, "Time to come home," and turned off the switch. The last thing Mom said to me on the earth was, "Romanus, you have a sweetheart." Attached are the words I wrote down in the days just after laying my mom to rest. Of course, I had not the moniker Romanus Theophilus at the time, but I have so signed it that way now. Blessings, Romanus Theophilus. Mom at Rest, A Completed Journey, by Romanus Theophilus. 10 September 2003, revised 14 September 2003, revised 10 December 2011. Saturday, September 6, 2003, marked the completion of a new weather record in the Seattle area, representing 61 consecutive days at or above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The next day, Sunday, the high only made it to 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The previous record was made, coincidentally, the same year I was born, in 1958. There were 49 days of 70-plus weather from 9 July through 26 August. On this particular Saturday, I had occasion to spend the greater part of the day boating on Lake Washington. My good friend, CB15, sent out from Kenmore and picked me up at Moss Bay in Kirkland, and together we set out on a three-hour tour in his 21-foot powerboat. One could not have asked for a better day for boating, or just about any other summertime activity. Above were blue sky, sunshine, and billowing white clouds. To the west, a multitude of sunbeams were shining down upon the hills of the Emerald City, refracted into a variety of rays by the suspended droplets of water. The first time I was ever in a boat of any consequence in Lake Washington was when my mom's youngest sister and her husband took our family in their boat out for a ride. I think I was about 10 or 11 years old. After departing Moss Bay, we headed in a southwesterly direction toward the Evergreen Point floating bridge and the deepest part of the lake. I wanted to try to come close to the area where I thought my mom had been, where, as a young woman, she had swam the width of Lake Washington. Mom was born in Seattle and grew up in Houghton, a small town on the eastern shore of Lake Washington, almost directly across the lake from Husky Stadium. My mom loved the water and swimming, and one of her last wishes was for her ashes to be placed close to a body of water. In keeping with her last wishes on earth, we laid her final earthly composition to rest at the bottom of the deepest part of Lake Washington, where her ashes will rest in peace until kingdom come. As for me, the one who laid the body of his mother, CS4, to rest, being appointed by my father to do so, here is what the Lord says concerning these matters.
Psalm 70, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, "Aha, aha." Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, and let those who love your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Chapter 49. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother he has made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden me. And he said to me, You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing, and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now the Lord says, Who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, It is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages, that you may say to the prisoners, Go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the roads, and their pastures shall be on all desolate heights. They shall neither hunger nor thirst, neither heat nor sun shall strike them, for he who has mercy on them will lead them, even by the springs of water he will guide them. I will make each of my mountains a road, and my highway shall be elevated. Surely these shall come from afar. Look, those from the north and the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people, and will have mercy on his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament, and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and desolate places and the land of your destruction will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you up will be far away. The children you will have, after you have lost the others, will say again in your ears, The place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you will say in your heart, Who has begotten these for me, since I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive and wandering to and fro? And who has brought these up? There I was, left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations, and set up my standard for the peoples. They shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says the Lord, Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me, to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine-dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess double, everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.
Note, 2011:12-10. When I arrived back at Moss Bay, there was a group of Christians on the lawn proclaiming the gospel. I sat on a bench for a little while, and I remember another believer sitting next to me. We talked for a little while. Then I departed for home. It was a fitting farewell to my mom, as she loves Jesus and his gospel.